And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 20th of April, 2017. It was on this day, 1841, the story The Murders in the Rue Morgue by Edgar Allan Poe was published in Graham's Magazine, considered now the first detective story ever published. He created the first fictional detective, C. Auguste Dupin, and the story introduced many of the elements of mysteries still popular today: the genius detective, the not-so-smart sidekick, the plodding policeman, and the use of the red herring to lead the reader off the track. It's the birthday of one of the founders of psychiatry, Philippe Pinel, born in Saint-André, France, 1745. He was the chief physician at an insane asylum in Paris in 1792, and when he arrived there, conditions were horrible, patients chained to the walls. People could pay a fee to come in and look at the crazy people. Pinel put a stop to all of that, and also the treatments such as bleeding and purging. He argued that the insane were not possessed by demons, they were just under a lot of stress, and he started treating people by talking to them about their problems. It's the birthday of the Spanish painter Juan Miró, born in Barcelona, 1893. Considered a surrealist, though he himself rejected identification with any particular artistic movement. Juan Miró, who said, "The painting rises from the brush strokes as a poem rises from the words, the meaning comes later." He said, "For me, an object is something living. This cigarette or this box of matches contains a secret life much more intense than that of certain human beings." It's the anniversary of the Ludlow Massacre in 1914, Ludlow, Colorado, when the National Guard opened fire on a group of striking coal miners who were working for a mine owned by the Rockefeller family, which was paying the National Guard's wages. The miners, 8,000 of them, were protesting low pay, terrible working conditions, corrupt management, towns completely controlled by the mining company. 13 were shot and killed trying to escape. Dozens of people died in days of rioting that followed. A group of 11 children, 2 women, burned to death in one of the mining pits. Wallace Stegner called it one of the bleakest and blackest episodes of American labor history. Here's a poem for today by Lowell Yeager, "Praise Be." Praise be to the not nearly a girl anymore clerking at our local grocery outlet since junior high, single mom, moved up after a decade of customer service to manage 4 well-ordered aisles of hairsprays, lipsticks, and youthful glow in glittering squeeze tubes, familiar, red-headed, brown-eyed, gap-toothed smile, willing to put aside her boxes of chores to chat with each of us she names by heart. I forget if she's Mary or Alice or Jane. "Fine," I answer after she asks, "How's your day?" And driving my sacks of next week's meals home, I wonder why she rises from her labors to greet me, why she straightens her smock where it's pulled up a bit and rides her hips, tucks in place a loose wisp of curl. When I walk by, what does she want to know when she asks, "How's your day?" I wonder why so seldom I've asked it back. A poem by Lowell Yeager, "Praise Be," from his collection Or Maybe I Drift Off Alone, published by Shabda Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Consider all that the Writer's Almanac brings into your life: beauty, inspiration, uplift, and insight. Gifts from listeners are vitally important to keep this program strong. Contribute today at writersalmanac.org/donate, and thank you.